Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the entire Gospel of Mark chapter 10, today's reading. I'd just like to return to verse 43 and following. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is God's word. Sometimes we just need to be put in our place. The story is told of a young, brash pastor who would go to meetings with fellow ministers, not necessarily to pick fights, but he was not shy about sharing his opinions, and he seemed to be convinced that he was normally right. It was during one of those discussions that our brash young pastor received a reality check. After dominating another conversation, he threw out a question to the group. What's the best pastoral advice you've ever heard? And an answer came back immediately. Listen more, talk less. Message sent and received. Now, to his credit, the pastor did begin to listen more and talk less and lose some of the rougher edges of his personality and came to even appreciate being put in his place without too much embarrassment. In today's gospel lesson, James and John are cozying up to their teacher in hopes of making a place for themselves. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you. They evidently felt they had put in their time and effort and had the right to frame the question this way. After all, they had left their father and the family business to follow Jesus. They'd been on this journey from almost the very beginning. We're told only Peter and Andrew had been with Jesus longer. They were students of the Master. They were servants of the Mighty One who had healed the sick and given sight to the blind and even raised the dead. And they had been sent out on the Lord's mission and taught with authority and even cast out demons. If anyone deserved a special place in the kingdom, James and John would be prime candidates. And as a result, it turns out, they wanted those seats of honor. How about us? Have you ever compared yourself to others and maybe overestimated your worth in comparison? Maybe you've never said it in these words, but you've felt God owes you something for your good behavior. Or maybe it's not pointed at God so much, but because you have done this or that in His name, then people ought to get on board with your opinion of how things should go. Jesus' response to James and to John and their request for status tells us a lot. He first highlights the fact that these two, when they request to sit at the right and the left hand of Jesus in His kingdom, have no idea what they're asking. They had no idea what cup or baptism Jesus was talking about. This ignorance combined with their ambition is only surpassed by their foolish answer, "Yes, we can," And it's then that Jesus has to burst their bubble. The cup that I drink, you will drink. The baptism with which I'm baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or left hand is not mine to grant. It's for those for whom it has been prepared. And in an unusual way, Jesus here is teaching that greatness in the kingdom is not a matter of merit. Greatness in the kingdom of God is granted. It is granted by grace. Now, the truth is, you and I have a place in the kingdom. However, it has nothing to do with the resume of what we have done. But you and I do have a place. And that place is a place of greatness in the kingdom of God. It has everything to do with the Lord Jesus. He has done it all for you and me. Or to say it slightly differently, you have a place because Jesus took your place. The coronation of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords took place in an actual place, and this place was no palace. This place was a place of death, named after a skull. Jesus was crowned that day, but not with gold. That Friday, Jesus took his much-needed place on the cross and served us to the point of death. Jesus took his place in fulfilling God's promise to Adam and Eve to crush Satan's head and in the process be struck himself. Jesus took the place that no one, not even James or John, would dream of taking, and offered his life as a ransom. And because he took that place, you now have a place with him. The great high priest Jesus offered the once and for all sacrifice. The great Lamb of God was sacrificed on the altar of Golgotha, the place of the skull. And notice, who's on Jesus' right and left hand? Not James or John. Two thieves. Those deserving death. They're enthroned between the dead and the dying. Jesus pays the ransom price for your sin and for mine. This ransom purchases a place for you in eternity. You can't earn it. I can never deserve it. It's simply given, granted, out of the grace and mercy and love of God. You received it, I received it, when we were placed under the new covenant of the forgiveness of sins in holy baptism. In just a few moments, you will drink freely of this grace as you are welcomed to Jesus' table. This is your place. A place of honor. A place of forgiveness. Our brash young pastor needed to be put in his place by an older and wiser brother, for his own good, and to be candid, that wisdom is good for us to hear as well. Listen more. Talk less. So listen to this. You have been put in your place but not merely in the sense that you have been corrected. This placement is an act of goodness, an act of love. Jesus has placed you in his family. He's put you in the place of brother or sister to him. Your place in eternity is sure. It is secure in Christ. It is not dependent on your effort or striving. No, your place is safe because of Christ and his cross. Therefore, you can serve others without fear. No fear of, how does this make me look? No fear of, have I done enough? Today, you have been put in this place, your place, by grace. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Come, O living Christ, renew us. As of old, in wind and flame, with the Spirit's power, endue us. Servants of your saving name, Christ the Savior, Christ the servant, Christ whose kingdom we proclaim. Amen.